This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for February 4th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading a summary of some of the articles published by the JNS today. Topics covered in this podcast are neurosurgical history and oncology. Max Brodel, His Art, Legacy, and Contributions to Neurosurgery Through Medical Illustration. A historical vignette by Smriti Patel and colleagues. Throughout history, medical illustrators have played a significant role in medical and surgical education, by using visual imagery to facilitate the understanding of anatomy and operative approaches, especially in the field of neurosurgery. Max Brodel is considered the father of modern medical illustration. This report reviews his contributions to neurosurgery as a medical illustrator. Max Brodel arrived at Johns Hopkins Hospital in 1894 as a young artist from Leipzig in Germany. Although he did not have any formal medical training, Brodel quickly grasped the various intricacies of anatomy, pathology, physiology, and surgery, while collaborating with prominent surgeons such as Cushing, Halsted, and Dandy. Brodel's unique artistic technique incorporated anatomical precision and tissue realism to accentuate concepts from the surgeon's operative viewpoint. In 1911, Brodel was appointed the director of the Department of Art as Applied to Medicine at Hopkins, the first academic department of its kind in the world. Just as Osler, Halsted, and Cushing passed their skills and knowledge to future leaders of medicine and surgery, Brodel did the same for the field of medical illustration. His timeless illustrations remain indispensable to surgeons, and his legacy and inspiration continue to manifest in the artwork that is present in neurosurgical illustrations today. Selective ophthalmic artery infusion of chemotherapy for advanced intraocular retinoblastoma. Initial experience with 17 tumors. A clinical article by Eric Peterson and co-authors. Retinoblastoma is rarely encountered in neurosurgical practice, except when it spreads to the brain via the optic nerve. Traditional therapy is enucleation. Modern eye-preserving therapies can often spare the globe, utilizing a combination of laser treatments, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. However, patients with retinoblastoma often present in advanced stages of the disease when these globe-preserving strategies are often insufficient, as advanced tumors with vitreous seeding are almost exclusively associated with enucleation. In these challenging cases, direct infusion of chemotherapy into the ophthalmic artery has been attempted to achieve tumor control. This was first undertaken in Japan, where the cultural abhorrence of enucleation is such that patients refuse to undergo enucleation, which leads to death from metastatic disease. This endovascular technique utilizes a microcatheter placed directly into the ophthalmic artery of the affected eye to infuse melphalan, a potent chemotherapeutic agent. The authors describe their initial experience with 26 cases of direct intraophthalmic infusion of melphalan to treat advanced retinoblastoma. Overall, 77% of the tumors responded to therapy, and these cases were spared enucleation, a dramatic improvement over conventional therapy. It is not clear, however, whether this therapy can be expanded to patients with less advanced disease in the hopes of avoiding systemic chemotherapy and radiation therapy. Thank you for listening to the Journal of Neurosurgery. To listen to more of our podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.